But I'm actually doing pretty well right now, financially, which is weird, because I'm broke. Because broke is a state of mind. It doesn't mean you don't have any money. It means you're so used to not having money that you don't know how to have money. And I don't know how to have money. And I'm like trying to dig myself out of this financial hole I've dug for the last couple of years. And not easy. I'm talking about it out loud to empower myself, to let go of my shame and my fear. And most people respond with shame and fear because we are very shameful about our financial lives in this country. We're more open about our sex lives as a country. I've had a lot of my friends trust me enough to tell me they have an STD. I have no idea what any of them have ever made in a year. That's the level of shame, and I understand it because I got bad credit, which is the herpes of money. I'm afraid to bang it up because, you know, people judge you when they find out you have it. Never goes away. But you had a good time in college getting it. So what a to-do. Double-edged sword. Because I'll be honest, I saw my credit score the other day and it was 3, the end. That was it. The number 3, Spanish exclamation points on both sides of it. And then it said, ay Dios mio, in wingdings. And that's not even language. That is a problem. And there's a couple different ways that I ended up in this situation, you know. It's not all my fault. It's a combination of things. On one hand, you have systematic bureaucratic BS, okay? And on the other hand, I was afraid to open my mail for 15 years. You do that together, you might end up in a sitch. Mail's really intimidating because nobody I know is sending me mail on paper through the post. I don't know about your life, but my life is all of my mail belongs in 3 categories. We want your money, where is our money, and we would like to announce we are officially coming for your money. So when I get those letters, I'm like, oh my God, this is a matter that needs to be resolved. I need to respond and get in touch with these people, and a lot of important documents in this envelope. Don't want to lose them. Better file them in my filing system. And by filing system, I mean this pile of unopened mail in the middle of my living room floor. Yep. This'll be a good decision. Let me just put that right there. All right, goodbye, every letter. Have a good summer. Don't ever change. All right. But they change. They change. The letters do change. Same message, different delivery, because I get the same letters going, wow, this font got huge. This is an ink color I've never seen before. I'm gonna call it unforgiving blood red, but at least they were generous with these exclamation points, so let me just put that right here on the top of the pile of important shit. Okay. And that, my friends, is how you end up getting sued by your own college for a defaulted student loan. Side note, did you know they could just tape a summons to your front door? I didn't know they could do that. First of all, they can get into your apartment building. I didn't buzz them in. Second of all, scotch tape legal action. I didn't know that you could start the mornings that way. Because I also saw a scene. I saw a scene in every single movie and every single TV show ever. Someone asks you if you are you. A stranger approaches you. Excuse me, are you Baron Vaughn? Yeah, yes, I am. Who are you? You've been served. And then they run before I tackle them. So I didn't get to do that scene. And I didn't get to showcase my clever rewrites. Excuse me, are you Baron Vaughn? Yes, I am. Who are you? You've been served. What? No, you've been served. Because that's how seriously I take this shit. That is how seriously me and Omarion take this shit. And that brings us back to time travel. Because when you're broke, you know that time travel is a fact. It's a real thing when you're broke. You know it. Because you have money in your pocket right now, and it's the present. And you spend that money on things in the future. But technically, that money was spent in the past before you ever got it, but you still have it at the same time. What a paradox! Like, all of my current money is so busy traveling through time to the past to pay for life that's already been lived. paying for the life of myself at 30, at 27, at 25, at 22. So busy traveling to the past that it ain't gonna make it back to the future. And I know that for a fact because the other day I was looking at this Polaroid I have of myself, and in this picture I'm holding some cash. I looked at it the other day, the cash was slowly disappearing. And I was like, great, Scott! Let's put that right there in the pile of important shit. I'm sure the cycle won't continue.